Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to a sort of a special impromptu edition of What Goes With Murph. I've never done anything like this before, so I'm kind of shooting from the hip here. Yesterday, the daytime Emmy pre-nominations were released, and I decided to do a quick show to give fans a chance to discuss them and put my two cents in. And as a special treat, we have my dear friend Chrissy from Our Heart Radio on to help us break down the pre-noms. So here we go. Hey, Chrissy, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm pretty good. Thanks for coming on so quick and being my wingman over here.
No problem. I love talking about all this stuff, so it's good.
Oh, I do too. I don't know if anybody else will call in or not, so it may just be me and you for the time being. So
that's fine. We've got a lot to talk about anyway, right?
Yes, we do. What did you make of the list?
Well, okay. First of all, I thought it was really interesting because this year, I don't know if you knew this, they were chosen by their peers, and
mm-hmm.
I guess they voted online during online ballots. So I thought that was kind of cool this year. First of all, there's a lot of people nominated. The list is
mm-hmm.
is fairly huge. I'm a little upset. A few people were left off of the list, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, Cody.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
But you know, I mean, Kirsten Storms is missing. Definitely Kathleen
mm-hmm.
Gaudy.
Kathleen Gaudy, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I was just shocked by that. But the list itself, I mean. You know, it's going to be tough because there's a lot of RGHers on there that I love. I mean,
mm-hmm.
everybody that's on here is great. The other thing that I think is going to be interesting is when the full list comes out, the nomination list comes out, it's going to be interesting who made it because, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, they're all so good. Everyone is so great. Yeah. I mean, Sharon Case.
Sharon Case?
And,
oh, yeah, she's awesome.
You know, Eileen Davidson has been phenomenal, mm-hmm. of course.
Right.
Of course, you know, Finola Hughes, Catherine Kelly Lang is another
mm-hmm.
one that's been great. Allison Sweeney,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this is sort of her swan song because, you know, she's
know.
In the show.
It's her last,
so,
I know. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
As I was telling you off air, the supporting actress category will be for me the toughest category for a nominee to come out of.
The list is long, and I don't know. It's going to be tough. Like, I don't even think I could pick. I mean, my Dominic is on there, Domina Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
We got Steve Burton in the mix, Scott Clifton, who won last year, who was amazing. You know, but for me, seriously, if Bradford Anderson doesn't win, he was amazing this year
mm-hmm.
during that whole baby reveal. And
I
will be kind of upset if he doesn't, actually. I mean, everybody is fabulous, but
in their own right.
Really brought
yeah,
it,
absolutely.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm just going to run down my picks real quick. For ascending lead actress, I've got Amara West, outstanding lead actor, I have a Jason Thompson by far. Supporting actress, this is where it gets a tad tricky for me because I have a four-way tie. I have Alyssa Le Cicero, Kimberly McCullough, Kelly Sullivan, and YNR Cynthia Watros.
Oh, wow.
A supporting actor, I've got Adams and Pronya. A younger actress, I've got Denise Tonts from the online version of All My Children. And a younger actor, I have a tie between Brian Craig and Eric Nielsen.
Oh, wow. Okay, you want my picks?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let me go up to the list here. Okay, so my pick for lead actress is actually Eileen Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
My pick for outstanding lead actor, hands down, is Jason Thompson. He should have won last year.
He should have won last year too.
Yeah, I was really upset last year, actually, when he didn't win. Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series. Oh, my God. This is tough for me. I mean, I'm sort of, for me, it's between Jane Elliott, actually, and Kelly Sullivan, because she really rocked it this year. I mean.
I couldn't decide.
And Kimberly.
Me,
I know Kimberly did good, too.
For those four actresses, I couldn't decide between those four. So I just threw him in as a tie. So.
Yeah. Okay, so outstanding supporting actor, I already said Bradford Anderson, Better Win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm torn because, you know, I do like Steve Burton as Dylan McAvoy, but I really feel that Bradford needs it and should get it. Outstanding younger actress. Now, I will agree with you, and I was very happy to see some of the One Life to Live in All My Children,
and
the
My Children
the web series. I was great. For me, I think Denise Tonts is definitely my pick because she did a great job. She really did. Outstanding younger actor in a drama series. Okay, this is where I'm a little torn. Obviously, I think Chandler Massey, even though he's not there anymore. But I also like Freddie Smith as well. So, I don't know. It's a tie for me. I think Chandler will win, but...
Right.
I'm torn.
We do have several callers on the line that want to... put in their 2 cents, so I'm going to bring them on real quick, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hold on. 843, you're on. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
843.
Hey, it's Trisha.
Hey, Trisha, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
Good.
I'm assuming you heard all our picks, I'm assuming.
I did, and I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage because GH is really the only one that I'm watching right now. I've watched them all at one point or another, but I just got to say, with supporting actress, and you and I kind of tweeted about it last night, I still think it's going to be Jane Elliott.
I hope so.
She never puts herself in for it. I think she could have won multiple times in the one time she already got it. And for her to even put herself in it, I think she's going to get it.
Yeah, I really hope so. She deserved it, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
She's put her dues in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Definitely. Now, everybody, like I said, everybody on this list deserves it by far, but again, like I said, for me, a supporting actress will be a tough cookie for me.
I mean, the list is phenomenal.
It is, absolutely.
I know. It's hard. It's hard to choose. It's just really, I mean, I'm surprised that so many of our GHers made that list. Oh, it's tough.
Oh, yeah.
They're all so great, you know, and the show has been... so great. They've been given really great stuff to do in the writing, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah, well, there's also five from Young and the Restless in there, so it's like, okay, five Young and the Restless and five GH. It's going to be an interesting category to see even who gets the final noms.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Well, thanks for calling in, Tricia. I've got a couple more callers to get to, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Tricia.
Bye.
Hey, Chris.
Bye.
All right, let's go to 740, you're on.
Hey, it's Brandon from Common Ground Radio.
Hey, Brandon,
Hi.
How are you, man?
Hey, I'm good. I just had to call in because all this GH love, I just had to call in and show my support for the other shows.
Right.
Not the,
right.
Not the GH or anything, but I heard all your picks. So, I mean, I just want to go through my thoughts real quick. Personally, I feel like Eileen Davidson deserves to win lead actress. Just there's no doubt in my mind that she should win.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Heather Tom might win again. I mean, she just seems to win every year, but I personally hope it's Eileen.
Yeah.
Lead actor is going to be tough, but I'm thinking Billy Miller might pull it out, and I'm glad he submitted in lead actor, not supporting this time, because he totally deserves the vote.
Oh, I am too.
But Jason Thompson, I mean, I don't watch GH that much, but I know he's given some pretty amazing scenes from what I have seen this year.
If he doesn't win, I'm going to be upset because he should have won last year. He really should have.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was close.
Yeah.
If Jason Thompson doesn't win, there is no justice in this world.
Mm-hmm. I hear ya.
There's no justice in this world if that man does not win.
I know.
And I kind of feel like Liz Hendrickson would take supporting actress. I mean, like I said, I don't watch GH that much, but I just the scenes from where she found out Delia was killed. I just feel like she has been amazing this past year, and I mean, I could see Kelly Sullivan too, possibly.
Yeah. Kelly was so great. Kelly really did an amazing job, though. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be tough. Supporting actor, I don't know. I'm hoping for Greg Vaughn, but I have a feeling it would probably be Dominic. Either Greg Vaughn or Dominic, in my opinion. But
okay.
You both want Dominic to win.
Well, what do you think? Well, Cody likes Dominic. I mean, I like Dominic as well, but I really thought Bradford Anderson brought it. I mean, that whole thing with the whole baby reveal and everything, he was so freaking good. It was just high above everybody else, in my eyes. Mm-hmm. But that's just me.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to decide. I mean, the pre-nominees has just been, it's a lot. I was surprised that they announced.
Yeah, me too.
Younger actress, I think it should be Kelly Missel, or I don't know. I'm thinking Hunter King personally. I don't know. It's tough.
Hunter might win actually, but
yeah, I mean, find out the paternity of
Nicholas's
father. And the last one is, I'm a Die Hard Days fan, so of course I'm going to be pulling for Chandler or Freddie. I mean, I think they both had great years past year. But Max from Y&R also had a great year, too. So,
right.
I'm just glad I'm not a judge, I guess.
I know, me too.
That makes three of us.
Totally.
That's all I have.
Thanks for coming in, Brandon. I'll be talking with you on Twitter, okay, bud?
Yeah. All right. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, you were talking about people not on the list earlier?
Yes. Yeah, we talked about it last night. I was really upset at some of the ones that were not on here.
For me, I have four people for me that I think should have made it. Amy Rowland.
Right.
Kirsten Storms. I definitely should have made the list.
She should have definitely made the list.
Kathleen, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one more. Hold on, there's one more.
Jen Lilly.
Jen Lilly. Thank you. Absolutely. Those
yeah,
four should have been on the list, absolutely.
Jen Lilly.
Especially Kirsten.
I'm shocked that Jen isn't there, seriously, because,
me too.
Her stuff on Days was incredible. I mean, she really, and she's such a great actress.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirsten Storms rocked it out during that whole baby stuff.
Absolutely, she did. I agree.
And M. Ryland, she did a great job too. I mean, and Kathleen, of course, Kathleen is just over and beyond. I absolutely love her. I mean,
I adore Kathleen to death.
Oh my God, she's so good, and
I adore Kathleen.
So yeah, it's a little bit upsetting that none of them are on the ballot this year, but. You know, maybe there's always next year, but still.
And, you know, for me, both Jen Lilly and Kathleen, I adore them both as people and actors.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I adore them both
just,
as people and actors.
They're just such great people. I know, they're all so nice. I mean, seriously.
They are.
And they're just. Very down-to-earth people. They,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're so much fun to talk to, you know, and
absolutely.
Chat with. And
every single soap star that I've come in contact with, and you can probably vouch for this, has been nothing but sweet and gracious and just down-to-earth, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, that's one of the things that I think the other thing, too, with soap actors in particular is
mm-hmm.
just that they understand the dedication that it takes for us to continue to watch year after year
oh, yeah.
and follow their careers
oh, yeah.
and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
so I think they're just on a different level than, you know, I mean, prime time and, you
mm-hmm.
know, I mean, not saying that they're not nice, too. I'm just saying
right.
daytime
right.
is just a whole – it's just a whole other
you – know,
yeah. It's just different, you know. And
for me,
Go ahead.
When you're speaking about a prime time versus daytime,
mm-hmm.
Soap actors are on our screen 5 days a week. So I guess
right.
that probably makes them more real to us. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. It just seems like, you know, okay, I'm watching them every single day,
mm-hmm.
and it takes, like I said, I mean, and not only that, but especially, I'm saying GH, but all of them across the board have
right.
been so much, so, so good this year. I mean, the writing
mm-hmm.
has been there, and I think that when the writing is there and the stories are compelling and, you know, you just, it makes you want to tune in every day. And the actors are just, I don't know how they do it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Just in the sense that I know how much they do in one day. I mean, you know, they'll film 90 pages of dialogue in a day. And I have a lot of respect for them, more so than other actors, you know, in other genres, only because of the fact that they have so much that they're doing in one day. I don't know how they do it. It's just, it's incredible.
Absolutely, I agree. And I almost forgot this, but there has been. I could probably name off a few more actors that should have made the list, but
mm-hmm.
but for me, those are my four top snubs, if you will. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of who else, but I mean, for me, those were the ones that were just like, what? They didn't make it? The obvious missing people.
That's the obvious ones for me, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Well, what did you think about the Oscars on Sunday? I'm just curious.
I was about to bring that up, actually. I was actually shocked that 12 Years a Slave won a Best Picture, because I thought it'd be a Gravity, because they were cleaning up every award at the Oscars pretty much.
Right. Well, this is my theory on that. Gravity won for all the technical things, which as
mm-hmm.
well they should have, for editing,
right.
Sound mixing.
Sound, right, yeah.
You know, all of that cinematography, they
mm-hmm.
definitely should have won. And so, but on a, I think, I guess, I don't know what the word is. I think on an acting scale, writing,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing, I think that
mm-hmm.
12 Years of a Slave was the right pick for the win.
Yeah.
You know, that's sort of how I looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And Lupita was just, she was so beautiful, and she's just so excited that she won her Oscar. I was
right.
like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What were some of your fun points that you thought about it?
A best speech to me was a Jared Leto speech.
Yeah.
That was the best speech to me ever.
Hands down. That guy, I absolutely adore him.
The
He's
best speech was
wonderful.
Jared Leto.
Yeah. He's such a great person, too.
And for me, also, the performance of the night was a Pink, a Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, and you know what? Up to that point, it was You Too for me. But, boy, she came out there and just did
Pink,
so beautiful.
Killed it, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Well, I love Pink. I mean, who doesn't?
I do
she
too.
Has such an incredible voice, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely right.
And it was just great. And can I just say, I absolutely love the fact that they did not cut off the speeches this year with music.
I know.
Thank you to the Oscars mm-hmm. for that. I hope they keep doing that, because that was
That
nice.
Was, yeah. That, for me, that made it more, for me, it didn't seem like, because they didn't cut the speeches off, it didn't seem like they were in too much of a hurry to finish, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it was just great because they got up there, they could say what they wanted to say, and they knew they were going to
get rushed at all.
Yeah. Listen, they gave them, it started, well, the red carpet was, what, at 4, so, and it went
yeah.
until midnight practically, 11:30.
It was
6
my time, actually, but it was 4 over in the West Coast.
Yeah, it was 4 here. Well, it was
yeah,
weird
it was
because
time,
I was
so.
Just like, I was just like, oh, it's just in my. I was lucky because it ended just in time for The Walking Dead, so I was happy.
Right.
You guys, East Coast, everybody else missed it, but anyway.
Right, but anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, and did you see that it was all over the news, that selfie that Ellen took crashed Twitter?
Yes, I was on Twitter during all this. And I was like, oh, my God, I was freaking out for about 10 minutes. You couldn't get on Twitter. I'm like, what? What's going on? I can't
mm-hmm.
get on.
Right.
And I was just like, no. Yeah, and I love that. That picture was
uh-huh.
great, too. It got it did. It surpassed Obama's most retweet ever.
4 more years
so,
or something like.
Yeah.
Obama tweeted out something like 4 more years and that.
Yeah.
And that selfie got like over a million retweets or something like that. It was pretty epic.
Yeah. It was amazing.
I saw that thing in my timeline at least 20 times last night.
Oh, my God. I know. It was funny because everybody was – it just kept going and going and going.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun, mm-hmm. though.
It was pretty fun.
What did you think about the pizza thing? That was hilarious. I guess you guys are hungry.
That was epic. That was epic.
And she's handing pizza out to Brad Pitt and Harrison
Ford. I didn't think she'd actually do it, to be honest with you.
Me either. I thought she was joking. And then all of a sudden, the guy must have been...
I didn't think they'd actually do it, to be honest with you. But
I know.
They did.
That was cool. That was cool.
Yeah, that was...
Leave it to Ellen.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was.
We've only got about 4 minutes left. Wow.
Wow.
A 30 minutes flew by, huh?
Yeah, it did. Well, it's always fun talking to you, so it goes by quick.
Now, you know I consider you a dear friend. You know that, right?
Yes, and I do to you as well.
You know, and and again, I wanted to say thanks for being my impromptu wingman today.
No problem. It was fun. Thank you for having me.
And it's always a joy and a pleasure chatting with you, whether it be Twitter or on the show. It's always a pleasure.
Aw, me too. I always love talking to you.
I love you to death, Chrissy.
I love you too.
I think I'm gonna let you go and kind of wrap up here a little bit, and I'll be talking to you on Twitter. All right.
All right. Have a good one. Thanks so much, Cody.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our little impromptu show about the Daytime Emmy prenoms and a little bit of the Oscars. There's a few things I wanted to just kind of go over real quick. Next Tuesday, the same time as usual, I will be having a Deb from A Media Night Radio on the show to chat about her show and how it got started and how this crazy world of radio is treating her. And after that, I have a few things in the works after that, most of which can't comment on at this point because nothing is confirmed or set in stone at all. But as always, once I know, you'll know. So I think what I'll do, seeing as we only have a minute left, I think I'm gonna go ahead and end the show now. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.